It's payday. Power to the people on payday.
Put your check in the bank, payday.
Put some gas in your car, it's payday.
Buy your dog some food.
Go to the ATM and make a withdrawal to pay your rent.
But don't take out all your cash,
'cause you might need some for incidentals till the next payday. Joey and Robots, paycheck to the people. Hey, folks, and welcome to Joey and Robots, paycheck to the people.
Howdy, everybody. Hey. That man over there is Joey.
Why would you start talking like that?
What do you mean?
Hi, I'm a voice you've never heard. That's Joey over there.
Yeah, that's important for the people that... Well, you actually started it out without introducing yourself.
Yeah.
So right, people need to know who you are, first of all.
Oh, so should we just introduce each other?
Well, I feel like no matter how we do it, we're going to kind of talk before. Actually, there is a solution.
What's that?
First words, names.
First words, names?
Yeah. So, Joey.
I'm Joey.
Yeah. So I say Joey. Or no, I say Robert.
Yes.
And you say Joey.
Okay.
And then people know who we are right out the bat.
All right. Let's try it right now. Okay.
Okay.
Joey.
Hey, Joey. I'm Robert. Shit. Okay. Robert.
Oh, there you go.
Close enough, I guess. It's not natural.
Oh, we're the titular people of this podcast.
Yeah.
We had another podcast before this called Joey and Robot and the Void, primed and ready to go.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that one didn't go so well. So we're gonna do a new one, and this is it. And we've changed the format completely. So if you have heard that one, it's different.
The two people out there who have heard it,
mm-hmm.
I'll let you know, the format's completely different, because it was easy to pinpoint the format of the last one.
Yep,
I'm joking, and you're not. You're messing with the levels.
Yeah,
you're doing producer stuff.
That's true.
You're micromanaging is what it is.
Yeah, I'm micromanaging. Guys, we're just doing this out of my dining room. I don't have a tech to handle the stuff. So every once in a while, it seems like I'm checking out. It's because I'm looking at the monitor trying to figure out stuff.
But, you know, it's about growth, right? Because last time, we weren't even in your dining room.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in your dining room.
Yeah, you were living in it.
In that I was living in your dining room. But we didn't even have that space to use. So, man, think, where are we going to be in several years?
In several years? Maybe we'll have our own studio. Who knows?
We'll be listening to the dog.
Yeah. I do have a business now called Clown Shoes Productions.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get that?
I can show you the paperwork.
You've registered?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I need to see this paperwork. What kind of... Give me the details on your business. Is this just a DBA?
It's just a DBA.
You need to incorporate, buddy. You need to start paying those taxes and fees and stuff to the Secretary of State. I guess you just paid your fee to file and all that stuff.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. A DBA just means you can do business under a different name.
Right.
That's really all it is.
Because your name isn't sexy enough.
No, my name, Joey Lamb.
Joey Clown Shoes Productions Lamb.
Yeah.
Now, you should have gotten a alias.
But I don't get it.
Well, I mean, if you had an alias, if everyone knew you as Clown Shoes Lamb.
Clown Shoes Lamb.
Right. Then you wouldn't even need to be doing business as him, because you'd be him.
You know what? You're right. I'm just going to change my name to Clown Shoes.
That might be more expensive than getting a DBA.
First name clown, last name shoes.
That makes the most sense out of all the options, I think. So, we were talking before this.
Well, actually, I think we should, before we get into discussions and things like that, I think we should explain what this podcast is and why it's called Paycheck to the People.
I was just going to jump right in, both feet, but yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. So, this is our show that it's going to be, we know that you guys work hard day in, day out, and you deserve someone to give you something back for, you know, just general services and goods rendered, because we do more than just go to work every day, you know. And so this is us repaying you for being good people in the world, so,
all those experiences you've given us, the people who have let me get in line in traffic or something like that, this goes out to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciation.
We were at a thrift store earlier. We got there too late. They were closing when we got there, and Robert had a coupon that he thought was only good today, but they're like, no, you come back next month. We do this once a month. Show us the same thing on your phone, and you can have the coupon again.
Honestly, if we're going to get that specific, I don't know if this podcast is necessarily for them, because I feel like they could have done more for us.
They could have, like, let us stay late and buy stuff.
Or said, oh, just come tomorrow and shop with that coupon.
Yeah.
Just show us the thing tomorrow or something. Because technically you tried. It wasn't really our fault. I mean, technically, I guess it was our fault because we came in as they were closing. But, like, who closes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
A nonprofit church thrift store?
I don't need to hear any of that. They're still a store.
Okay.
They don't say, the thing doesn't say nonprofit church on the side. It says resale store.
All right, man.
All right. So, yeah,
all right. We're getting a little negative here.
I'm just saying. Okay. No, I'll let it go.
Okay. See, but this is it. This is the podcast where we talk about experience. We bestow knowledge upon you guys that you may not know. It's our paycheck to you. We can't give you money because neither one of us have it.
Right.
Robert might one day when...
Eventually. I think much like paycheck you might get from your employer, you'll often find yourself wanting after the whole experience is over.
Yeah.
So this is... You'll get something at the end of it. It might not really be sufficient or everything you expected, but it's something in the end.
Yeah, but I'm telling you guys, this is something, like, you can rip open your mattress and put this stuff in there. And furthermore, it's not taxable. The IRS can't come along and say, hey, give me some of that.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. But can we... Okay, let's not get into whether I can write this off as...
You're going to try to write this off?
Write the podcast off. I mean, if we're giving benefits out to other people, that's kind of...
Oh, it's like a donation, right?
Sort of.
Which is also a tax write-off.
I would think it's something. It has to fit in the code somewhere. I mean, we got to think big business on this, you know?
Yeah. Like
if we're going to really exploit the people as much as we can.
No, this show is not about exploitation, Robert.
No?
No. It's about giving something back.
The paycheck line isn't just some kind of, you know, facade, like a kind of smoke screen. No. We're actually serious about that.
Yeah, we're actually 100% serious about that.
Shit.
And I think this was the thing that you said we were talking about earlier, the car thing?
Yeah, I wanted you to give back about your experience about cars. You had some ideas about monster trucks, and I just wanted you to elaborate on those.
Oh, well, you know, I was just thinking early today about how, you know, some young men or insecure men, they might drive a small car, you know, like people think of like Mini Coopers and Miatas as like gay cars, like gay dudes would drive that, chicks and gay dudes. But I'm here to tell you that's not true.
That's your you're here today.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a car targeted towards the gay community. I mean,
not even Subarus.
Not Subarus are awesome. I love Subarus.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, hey, if you're a young guy out there whose parents got him a Mini Cooper and he feels kind of dumb driving it around, like, don't, because you're still awesome.
Aren't they really?
Yeah.
Someone whose parents bought them a Mini Cooper.
Well, no, they're not cool because their parents bought them a car. Yeah. My parents never bought me a car, right. So I'm automatically jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm just telling you.
But this goes into...
Don't fucking be that way.
Don't be thinking negative. Don't neg on yourself.
Yeah, don't neg on yourself. Don't think because you're lame because of you drive a small car. Because you drive a Mini Cooper or a Miata. Those are like... I would have to say those are like the top offenders. Of uncool cars for dudes to drive.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of a Miata and the target audience, and a Mini Cooper as well, it would be a person who looks at their car kind of as an accessory or as something that's cute.
Okay.
And not necessarily gay, straight, male, female, but mainly female and mainly gay. I mean, like, but like, I guess, are they not, are those not their main characteristics? I mean, what are they useful for, if not?
What, a Mazda Miata?
Right.
And you're saying they're not, what else are they useful for?
Right.
For getting you from one point to another.
Then why do they cost so damn much?
They don't.
They don't?
No.
Well, maybe I'm misinformed. I thought that Miatas were pricey and like some kind of sports car-ish.
Yeah, they're supposed to be cheap sports cars because they only have a little four-banger engine in them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they make them anymore, to be honest, but they were around for a while.
Well, what about Mini Coopers? Those have to be a lot more expensive than just a sedan like a Toyota.
I would never buy a Mini Cooper because I don't like European cars, so I don't really know. But no, they're just like any other car company. They're going to have their low end and then they're going to have their high end. Like the Mini Cooper S, I mean, it's probably like a little over
$20,000. $20,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but not for a brand new car.
I don't know. It still seems like a lot of money to me.
Okay. Yeah, of course it's a lot of money to you.
Yeah. To me, what's that mean? Oh dear. But you had said there's also the opposite with monster trucks.
Yeah, I don't like people who drive giant trucks.
Well, then why can't those people be comfortable in their vehicles as well?
Because they're jerks. I don't know.
I just
resent the idea that someone has to buy this gigantic quad cab, 10-inch bed lifted, and all they do is drive to work every day in it.
Yeah.
They don't off-road or they're not a construction worker, so they don't have to haul things around. That seems like a waste to me. So I don't like that. So if you're listening and you drive a big old truck for no good reason, fuck you.
Well, I think if you're listening and you drive a Miata, but you don't go to small races in it, then that's silly.
Okay. All right. But anyway, I just want to let the people know, like, you don't have to feel shame for driving a Miata or a Mini Cooper. If you drive a big gas-guzzling truck and you don't use it for anything but to make people think you have a bigger penis...
Oh, see, there it is. That's where it comes out. It's all about people having the what do you call it? Compensation thing.
Yeah.
This is just another one of those compensation arguments.
Yeah.
You probably think the same way about those 8-cylinder carbureted engine type American muscle cars, huh?
Yeah, those are stupid, outdated technology. Carburetors are horrible, wasteful. They don't even make good power. I don't understand why people use them anymore. Oh, because they're cheap, probably.
Well, they make big noises.
What? What do you mean they make big noises?
They're loud as hell.
Yeah, my car's loud as hell, and it's a Honda.
Okay, well, I guess I don't know enough about cars.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I drive a truck. I like it.
Yeah, you drive a small truck, though. That used to belong to me.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's a nice truck. Thanks for that. I saw a lot of trucks a couple days ago because I went to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Really? How was that?
It was an experience. I have to tell you that there is... I mean, have you ever been to the rodeo?
No, I've never been. Just in case you're listening, like, Houston has one of the biggest rodeos in the nation. Maybe the biggest? I don't know. Once a year, it sucks because a bunch of people come to town and there's more traffic and people wear cowboy hats.
There were a lot of cowboy hats, and those were pretty... From someone who doesn't own a cowboy hat, I had one once because I found it.
You found a cowboy
hat? I found a cowboy hat in like a classroom when I went to U of H.
Uh-huh.
And I kept it, and I wore it
to the
beach.
Fuck the guy who left this hat here?
It wasn't that nice of a hat.
Oh.
Yeah. But in any case, it was free, and I liked it. And I was, 20 years old or something. Mm-hmm. So I was a bit of a, rebel. Oh, this belonged to someone. It belongs to me now.
Oh, it belongs to me.
Yeah.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, motherfucker.
You know what? Property should be free. Like, what are we to say that this hat doesn't want to go and sow its wild oats elsewhere on other people's heads? Or something. I don't know. When I was 20, I was really dumb.
I knew you when you were 20.
Yeah.
Do you remember that we were friends when we were 20?
Would you have considered me really dumb?
When we were 20, I was dumb too. So yeah. I'm just like, you know what? He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Let's go get really drunk at the beach.
We're both dumb. But yeah, so aside from that cowboy hat experience, I have very little knowledge of cowboy hats. But... there were a lot of them. Too many, I think. I feel like there were too many cowboy hats around there. But aside from that, it was just wild because I had no real... I still have very little understanding of, the cattle industry. But being there for just that one afternoon kind of... scratch the surface, and I kind of got to see just how freaking, just as any industry you would imagine is just like freaking in depth, like the people who are making money off of it have got angles on angles, and like everything's been thought through. It's just crazy. Like, they'll sell cows based on what kind of lineage the cow is going to have, some like projecting like 20 years into the future.
Right.
Like the possibility that cow is going to have more cows and stuff like that. And then I was told by someone there like, oh, that's not a cow. That's a heifer or something. I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? But like those people, and that's the type of thing like I learned, like as soon as you like start putting money into this shit, like, man, try to make it more complicated than that. Like, just make something profitable. And then all of a sudden, you've got to categorize it. You've got to put things in little, account for it in all these different ways. And then, every person has to get theirs.
All right, so let's think about something that if all of a sudden it just made a bunch of money for people and didn't previously, they would have to start categorizing everything, like, oh man, I got this antique cigarette butt, man. I found it in the crack of the ground over there.
Well,
it's a 100.
I mean, I guess if cigarettes are like not smoked so much, I don't see how cigarette butts would be very.
Well, I'm just trying to think of something that has no monetary value, and if you put monetary value to it, all of a sudden,
dude, you think there's anything left?
What do you mean?
I figure that, like, as soon as... If there's anything conceptually of monetary value, like, we've already gone and put value on it.
Yeah, this is maybe, what is called a hypothetical question.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, your hypothetical... How do you even conceive of the hypothetical if, like... I think we've already done it. Like, we just have expanded out into that.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to. Like, sorry to cut you off at the legs there, buddy. But maybe, like, I don't know, like, bad art? Like, kids' art?
Oh, there's plenty of bad art around. Just go to Spring Street Studios and walk around where all the tenants there have just hung up all their bad art.
You mean, like, hotel art? Or
no, I mean, like, literally, like, people's art that they've made and... you go to Spring Street Studios.
What's Spring Street Studios?
It's just an old warehouse that someone renovated, and now they rent out studio space. So you can go get one of those studios, and you can open up your screen printing T-shirt shop.
Oh, it's like a flea market.
No, it's not a flea market. It's where it's like having an office. It's like buying an office space, but it's for, you know, it's studios. So artists are in there. That's where Beta Theater was for a while. They were teaching classes out of there.
I don't know. That sounds an awful lot like a flea market booth. Because that's those people's, you know,
office. Yeah, except for it's not a booth. It has a door on it that you can lock when you're not there. You don't have to come and set up a table every day when you come to work.
Well, these things have, like, gates and shit.
Yeah. But okay. But anyway, my point was, like, if you go in there, there's just people who inhabit those studios have just hung up their art outside and put price tags on them. And no one ever sells their art.
No.
It just sits up there for
$2,000. What do you think those people actually make their money off of?
Probably running their business. Because there's like... Well, there's a T-shirt screen printing shop in there. And, you know, that guy probably just sells T-shirts that he's printed.
But I mean, like... Okay, so how does the person who's perpetually selling the same piece of art for $2,000 ever... pay the bills? Like, are they just drawing off of some trust fund that they've got that allows them to just sit on their ass all day and paint a picture every year?
I'm sure somebody is, but
yeah,
no, I mean, that's so why a lot of people who are artists have day jobs too.
Yeah,
people who are in bands and shit like that.
So you think that these are weekend warrior type artists who have these booths?
Yeah, no, they got their studio.
Whatever they do
over there in their studio, whatever kind of job they have there. Because, I mean, you can do anything out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ask you what you're going to be doing in your studio. You can open up a lawyer office in there.
But
and then that lawyer, if he, you know, paints something on the weekend, maybe he does amateur courtroom sketches. As well.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. And he'll hang it up outside and people will be like, hey, what is that? Oh, this is the time that I got objected to. I got objected to for leading the witness.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, do you have a topic or something you want to pay the people with? Or should we just go to the phone?
I think we got one. On the phone. So
yeah. We put out a call for topics and
on our usual channel of communication, which is not Twitter, not what other things do people use? Facebook, bullshit like that.
Yeah.
We go hard with the WeChat.
Instagram?
Bro.
Instagram?
Dude.
Hit us up on Instagram.
No, hit us up on WeChat, bros.
Hit us up on WeChat. All right, well, I'm just going to play it on the microphone here.
Movies or video games or whatever where they had a villain that was awesome and like a total badass, and then later on they retconned it with some, oh, he was just poor, misunderstood, terrible dude who got beat up and now that's why he's a bad guy. Screw that. Villains are supposed to be villains. The end.
All right, so...
I think there's an obvious place to start with this.
Okay, go ahead.
What does the word retconned mean?
Well, I don't know.
Should we just ignore that word?
Just,
or?
It's just like it's they have a video game with a villain, and then in later installments of the video game series, they're like, they show his past to where, you know.
You're talking about your Knuckles.
Uh-huh.
Talking about your Robotnik's pre-Bean Machine.
Did Dr. Robotnik had a past that made him evil?
I don't know. He had a future with the Bean Machine that was a good game. I don't know if he was a good guy in it, but I just know that that... I'm sure Dr. Robotnik has a tortured past, dude.
I mean, like, he's got to, but...
Those glasses?
That. Do you think it's cool or not? That's what Ryan wants to know. Oh. That color was Ryan, by the way.
Yeah. Do I think it's cool?
Do you think
I guess so. It humanizes them, right? That's the idea.
Do you want your video game villains to be villain? I mean, humanized?
Well, no. I mean, I guess to a certain extent you want, like, I guess there's, like, you know, Flashman or Cutman or something like that, right?
Right.
And you just want something that's powerful to stand up against him. But then, on the other hand, you've got, like, you know, Liquid Snake or something where there's, like, depth, and if there's, like, you can get just really bonkers crazy when you try to, like, start justifying all these ridiculous, like, situations, and that's pretty cool too. So I mean, I'd say I wouldn't write it off. Like, if you say, like, you know, someone's got a tortured past and that's what led them to be a psychopath, I mean, it doesn't justify them killing people or doing whatever bad shit that they're doing at all. What do you think?
I think it's dumb to go back and be like, oh, this is why they became bad or whatnot. I don't care, man. Just let me play the game. Put as little story as you can into it so I can get back to playing the game. That's basically how I feel about it.
But what if part of the experience is the story?
It's never part of the experience for me because I don't care.
You just button past all the text.
Yeah, if there's a way to bypass story, I always do it. Sometimes it makes it harder for me because somewhere in the story it kind of tells you what to do.
But you know, that should really be, like, obvious. Like, those directions and stuff, like, either you should be able to read it at your own, like, pace, or it should be something you don't need to really be told in, like, a paragraph.
Right.
Like, that's like the, what do you call it when the character does the narration on a movie?
Narration?
Yeah, that's the narration of video games.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, that's like the cheesiest, laziest, like, I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's worse than a villain being kind of... I guess in the movies, like, Bane is who comes to mind in that Batman movie.
Oh, yeah. I hated that, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I kind of checked out for it once, like, he came back. Like, Batman had gone to a prison or something, and then he escaped the prison.
Yeah.
And then I kind of checked out of the movie at that point.
Well,
like, I don't really remember that much of what happened.
Well, they set up throughout the entire movie that Bane was the villain that escaped that hole.
Right, yeah.
Right, the only person to do it.
But then it was some, like, rando, like, female person who, like, I did not even notice was in the movie until, what, she got hit by a truck or something?
Yeah. They set her up in the movie. She was a friend of, what's his name? Bruce Wayne?
That was
that Batman. Batman's real name or whatever.
Shh, don't give it away. What are you doing, bro?
I'm sorry. I forgot that we were the only people who know Batman. Yeah,
now everyone knows. I guess that's a paycheck.
Okay. Hey, guys. Probably going to have to get yelled at for this one, but Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Spoiler alert.
I'm Batman. I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman.
Wouldn't it be funny if Bruce Wayne talked like that? Too? Like, he actually had that was his normal
voice.
That's
his normal voice. Like, what's his Batman voice?
He has a press conference and it is. He's like, I'm having this press conference to tell everybody that I'm Batman.
And he can't reveal his identity. But he's got to have the press conference in the Batman voice. Like,
I think we need to split these shares. We need to expand into developing markets.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's totally better. And then all the press people are like, but you're Batman, right? I'm not Batman.
I'm here to talk about Wayne Enterprises
or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And they're like,
mergers and acquisitions.
You have the exact same voice as Batman. And Batman's super rich because of all that crazy stuff he has.
Yeah.
You're a Batman. I'm not Batman.
Yeah, so they go, I'm not Batman.
All right. And I'm sorry for blowing out the mic all those times.
I feel like Batman would change his voice at that point. If Bruce Wayne was talking like that, he'd need to have some kind of, what do you call it, voice modulation. Make his voice even deeper.
So Batman would then, on top of his crazy Batman voice, get one of those things that kidnappers use.
Yeah, no, he'd
take, muffle his
he'd take the mask from Bane at this point. And then Batman becomes Bane. Holy shit. Now, what if that's the backstory? What if that's where Bane came from? He was actually Bane. See, now this is, I think this is an argument in favor of backstories, bro. Like, they totally let the people do ridiculous things. Like, okay, backstories, as far as like, if people are trying to think like, oh, they're so engaging or, you know, some nonsense like that. No, let's be real about this, right? Like, backstories are only useful if they like advance some kind of super crazy, like outlandish sort of thing. Like whatever Flash Gordon's backstory is, I guess his front story.
Wait, Flash Gordon, like the Queen song, Flash Gordon?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, his backstory is nothing but a man. No one ever. I don't know the lyrics.
A football man.
Nothing but a football player.
He's throwing a ball at Invader Zim. What's the guy's name? Zod? Zim? Zulu?
I don't know.
There's some bad guy. I wonder what his backstory is.
Oh, you mean from Superman?
Yeah.
General Zod?
I don't know. No, I'm still trying to talk about Flash Gordon, but I guess I don't really know a thing about it.
I don't know anything about Flash Gordon except for the Queen song.
Right. And the Queen songs in Highlander were a lot better.
There was Queen songs in Highlander?
Dude, that was like the best part of the movie.
Of course it's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Highlander, but... Oh.
Yeah, it's worth watching just for the Queen.
Okay.
For sure, man.
Cool.
Because, like, it's not... I don't know if it's that good
that's
of
another,
a movie.
That's another paycheck to the people. Watch Highlander for Queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And there's some... I'd say it still kind of holds up.
What, Highlander?
Yeah, Highlander.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you've never seen it. I wouldn't expect you to.
I just know in the movie, what's his name? James Bond? James Bond 1?
You mean Pierce Brosnan?
No.
Sylvester Stallone, Connery. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah. Sean Connery plays a man who has never been to Scotland, even though he sounds like a Scottish person.
Yeah, he plays like a Spanish person, I think. Yeah.
But then he talks like this the entire time.
Well, so
I'm Sean Connery. I've never been to Scotland. I've never had haggis.
What do you think the percentage of people in Scotland who've actually had haggis is?
All of them.
No. Really?
What is haggis?
Haggis is not a word. That's like Haagen-Dazs. Apostrophe.
H-A-G-A-S. Haggis. It's some Scottish prepared.
There's something called haggis, and that's where they shove a bunch of stuff into a sheep.
I said it wrong.
Belly.
It's haggis.
There is a thing called haggis. Haggis is Haagen-Dazs abbreviated.
So meat.
If you don't have enough time to say Haagen-Dazs, you say haggis.
Oh.
Which is,
So Haagen-Dazs.
I think that's the paycheck to the people for this week.
Haagen-Dazs is a meat ice cream?
No, Haagen-Dazs is haggis.
No,
haggis is meat.
Haagen-Dazs is haggis ice cream.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Finally, we got this straight.
paycheck. Cha-ching. We need a cha-ching sound for each paycheck thing.
Yeah. I guess I could rip it from that Pink Floyd song. But we might get in trouble with iTunes.
That's it. I think we need to go out into the field.
You want to acapella it?
You know what? I thought you meant the cha-ching book, not...
Ching.
No, you meant the... the Pink Floyd song.
Yeah, I'm a regular Reggie Watts over here, huh?
I don't know who that... Yeah, I know who that is. I'm I think it would work better if we went into the field, recorded the actual sound.
We just go into people's places of business and be like, hey, can we record your cash register?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
On the topic of villains, video game villains having backstory.
Yeah.
And being humanized, you're good with that?
Only if it's for ridiculous reasons.
Okay.
Not anything serious or poignant or like spiritually uplifting. I don't need to know that whatever had a tortured childhood. I don't think that justifies murder or some shit. That would create a villain right there. Don't get me started. How about a villain who was created and his backstory is that he listened to all this bullshit about villains having sad backstories, and he thought murder was just fine and dandy if your parents died.
Yeah, hey, you know, calm down, man. I just want to know an answer.
Okay, yeah. I think it's okay in certain circumstances.
Okay, and I say it's stupid because I want less story. And if they don't have to go in all that crap, I didn't know about it.
I think two perfectly good perspectives.
Yeah.
We're both right in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more right.
That's fine. I'll straight up state that this is only a personal preference. WrestleMania 31 is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
On the 28th of this month.
Are we going to have the paycheck before or after? Do we get paid before or after WrestleMania?
We're definitely paying the people before WrestleMania.
Okay, that's good. They'll have something to spend. They'll have some spending money.
Yeah.
Spending knowledge. Exactly. I still don't... I don't know if I've hammered out all the different...
Oh, and here's the knowledge. I'm going to do analogies. A free plug.
Oh.
The WWE Network is only $9.99 a month.
Uh-huh.
There's no... what do you call that? Minimum requirement for...
Oh, you can sign up for 1 month?
Anytime. Yeah, you can sign up for 1 month now.
$10.
Yeah.
So you can just sign up for the pay-per-views that you want to see that month.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. If you don't want to
see... If you want to skip over Elimination Chamber because it's dumb...
What are they doing?
Yeah, but, you know, Elimination Chamber, they don't even do that anymore. But when they did, that's totally the one you should skip.
That's crazy. I guess they did not get any money from pay-per-view at the end of that business relationship.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if they're letting people just kind of jump in and out like this, either they're really confident about their ability to put forward, like, you know, how many pay-per-views would justify keeping the network year-round? Like, how many good shows?
I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe like six. If half of the months out there were on months.
Well, if you just get...
I'd be willing to pay. Like, I guess each person has their own threshold.
The WrestleMania pay-per-view is $40.
Yeah, pay-per-view is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's already 4 months of the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that...
And then, of course, they have originals and other stuff that, you know...
Yeah.
If you want to watch Total Divas...
No one wants to watch Total Divas, though.
If you want to see Legends House...
And that's...
Do you want to see Legends House?
I'd rather watch Total Divas.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was really sad.
Legends House is a really sad show that came on the WWE Network exclusively that showed old... Out of work, and
Tony Atlas.
really kind of out of, would you, you don't call that retirement, do you? Like, when you're forced out of work because you've, like, blown up every, like, joint in your body, like, I mean, that's like forced retirement. Like,
that is forced retirement.
Yeah.
Your body forces you to retire.
Yeah. So all these forcibly retired wrestlers living in one house, being asked to do very lame challenges, like finger painting.
You know what I like how they get.
Seriously, that's like an old folks home kind of like reality show.
Yeah.
Which might actually sound awesome.
They shouldn't call it Legends House, and they should call it WWE Retirement Community.
Oh, you know, that's kind of compelling right there. What would you put in, like, what would the events be in the retirement community reality show?
I don't know.
I'm thinking something involving, like, dentures.
Who can change their colostomy bag the fastest?
Okay, let's keep it, like, PG. I guess that is PG these days, isn't it?
I don't know what PG is.
I don't know what colostomy bags are.
It's the bag when you're when you just shit and you can't control it, so you get the bag put on.
Do they change their? Okay, are you? Do you change your own colostomy bag?
I mean, you can if you're able-bodied enough.
Yeah, who's able-bodied enough to change their own colostomy bag, but not able-bodied enough to control their shits? And if you're not able-bodied enough to control your shits, can't you just pretend not to be able-bodied enough to empty your colostomy bag and kind of deal with that
anymore?
Are you
saying if you had bags full of shit on you, that you would just pretend like you were not able to change it so you could make other people change your shit bags, Robert?
Well, I mean, it depends on the quality and quantity of the shit bags. Like, what? Where are they in their, like, okay, are we talking about a half-full shit bag?
I'm talking about a complete shit bag, which is you.
I'd pick and choose my times.
Making other people change your shit bags.
Oh, I definitely make other people change my shit bags, dude, without a doubt. No, not even a blink of the eye, man. I would do it in a heartbeat. Because, like, it's the same way of, like, picking and choosing when you can speak, like, English or whatever. You know? Like,
yeah, except for they don't have to touch shit.
But, like, you know, like, okay, my mom could speak English, right?
Uh-huh.
And she got caught by a cop when, like, I don't know, I guess we must have been really young. She was in the country for, like, only a few years at the time. And she got caught by a cop, and she pretended she couldn't speak English because she wanted to get out of the ticket. So, like...
Now I know where you get it from.
Oh, whatever, man. It didn't work.
Hey, if you call me over to your house and tell me you need help wiping your ass, it's not happening.
I don't think I'd trust you.
You don't trust me to wipe your ass?
No, I don't trust you to wipe my... I mean, am I going to be paying you? I would definitely pay these people to empty my shit bags.
Oh, you would pay? Oh, okay. Then you're a good person. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I called you a shit bag. I didn't mean to.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still grounded in truth.
What would you pay them with? Would you pay them with money or would you pay them with podcasts?
I don't know. I guess, what do you think's more valuable?
Man, I don't know. That's a real philosophical question. Like, what's more valuable, knowledge or money?
Dude, I didn't even think about that way.
Have you ever... like, sat down and thought about that?
I mean, I guess no.
You want to get into that right now?
No.
Okay, good, because this is pretty much the end of the podcast.
Yeah, maybe I should think about that for next time, or not.
All right, so maybe on next podcast, we're going to talk about what's more valuable, knowledge or actual money.
Yeah,
Legal tender.
Legal tender.
What's better?
Right.
Hey, man, I think this is really coming together.
I think so. Now we just need to make it funny.
Yeah, I know. Instead of just sitting here and talk about shit. I like the Batman bit.
Yeah, it wasn't a bit. It was real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, Bruce Wayne is a real man.
I'm not Batman.
I'm not Batman. I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm a millionaire.
Okay, so that's the end of the podcast. We will see you. Oh, and by the way, this is going to be a bi-weekly podcast. Is that what we decided on?
Yes, as in bi-weekly, like a paycheck.
Bi-weekly, not semi-monthly.
No, not semi-monthly.
Not
because it. I think April might have 3 weeks.
April might have 3 weeks.
I don't know. It might have three podcasts, but a month where you have. Wait, what month is it now? It's March, right?
Yeah.
A month with 5 weeks in it could potentially have three podcasts.
Okay.
And that and just as a month with 5 weeks leap, might have three paychecks.
Because leap week is in September, right?
I don't know. Those are the best months, though. So, like, we would.
Months with leap weeks.
What I'm saying is, like, by doing it bi-weekly instead of semi-monthly, we are building in, like, fucking celebrations. Like, whenever there's the triple paycheck month.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, fucking crazy Saturday type shit right there. Like, we just get to play, you know, that celebrate song or, you know, something like that. We can have like a party cake, donuts,
for the
muffins.
For a three payday month?
Right, yeah. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, and we're not doing it fortnightly either, right?
I don't know what fortnightly means.
I think it's a European expression for every 2 weeks.
We're not doing it that way, no.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. All right, all
right. We're doing it bi-weekly, every 2 weeks.
All right, well, I guess that's it. We'll see you in 2 weeks. This has been Joey. I'm not Batman.
This has been Robert. Neither am I Batman.
Yeah, I think that was good.
Are we still on? Yeah. So I guess you've got it. Oh, really? I want to make like this kind of like raise the garden thing. Oh, on this one. Yeah. So we're still on.
No, but I would like that.